I'm waiting till she comes
in. Okay, my fault.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm still in my bed. I had a few dreams about you. I can't tell you what we did. I expected to see you on your morning run again. I knew shouldn't be watching, cause every time I feel the pain. La la la.
Welcome, welcome back to the On The Break podcast. We were experimenting with ideas for the intro.
Yeah.
So. We might get copyrighted on that. But
yeah,
I
you
think,
get to hear the first test run.
Yeah,
please don't copyright
yeah, I
us.
Think
Pink
I think that one might be a
I
keeper.
Think she'd be chill, dude. I really think
yeah,
she would.
Yeah, I really do. Right before we started this podcast, Sam got his bag out, pulled out an empty box of White Claws with all of his chargers and cords in it.
Hey, man, you got to be resourceful.
Was that in your school bag?
Yeah.
I love UGA.
Yep. That's college for you.
Is that regularly in your school bag?
No, I transported it to a friend's apartment last night. I forgot to take it out. Mm. But I figured, like, to keep all my chargers in one place within my book bag, I might as well just put the chargers in the white, the empty White Claw box. There was no White Claws in there. Yeah. I'm not bringing alcohol on campus. It's just an empty box.
It's like a frat boy tote bag.
Exactly. He gets it. I'm not a frat boy, though.
I'd say you're thinking outside the box, then.
Actually, I'm thinking within the box.
Mm.
Wow.
Knowledge.
All right. So, today we have a pretty... So... You know, the playoffs have been happening, and they've been very good so far. So we're going to, you know, obviously we're going to talk about the playoffs, but we also got a little segment for y'all afterwards.
Yeah. A little bit of everything.
Because I feel like we won't cover an hour of content talking about these playoffs.
Yeah. I feel like we totally could.
We definitely could, but yeah. We're going to also going to talk about, like, how our individual predictions were going, too.
Yeah, also, shout out Landon. He grinded out. Listening to our episodes this week. I think he started from the very beginning this week.
Did he actually?
And got through
all of
it. Dude,
I'm so
honored,
man. That's awesome.
Thank you, Landon.
Shout out, Landon.
That's sick.
What a man.
Yeah, so what have y'all been up to lately?
I've just been studying and grinding.
Just getting ready for summer.
Yeah, I'm excited. We all got like a week or two, or a week or so left.
Dude, the timing of these NBA playoffs is freaking terrible, man. Like, during finals season, I just want to watch every single game possible, but...
I'm not, like, stressing too hard about my finals, to be honest.
Yeah.
I am. My accounting finals next Friday, and...
Oh, see, I already took my accounting final.
That class is going to be the death of me.
Yeah.
When are y'all done?
We both get out of the 7th, right?
Oh, that's my last.
May 7th is my last final, yeah.
What time?
3 to 6 is when it is.
I think I might stay the night on the 7th, potentially.
I kind of want to stay a couple days, honestly.
I might do that, yeah. My birthday's on May 9th, so it's on that Thursday.
You got to think about it.
Yeah, the Thursday of that week.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to move out, though, don't you, sir? If you stay, you'll have to, like, crash on my couch.
It's just a little baby.
No, it's I think as long as we're out by the 11th, we're fine.
Word.
Yeah,
you know, with the tremendous amount of ladies I have over, so it'd be weird if you're on my couch.
Yeah, I know you're real booked up, but
you got to be out by the 11th.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm out by the 11th. Me and Wilson were planning on, you know, staying in Krizzle one more night, saying goodbye to the room.
One last hoorah.
Aren't you ready to say goodbye to that room?
I have like severe Stockholm syndrome. But, yeah, no, I'm ready to say goodbye to it.
Yeah.
Can somebody explain to me what Stockholm Syndrome is? Isn't that like when people go to prison so much they enjoy it? Like,
yeah, it's like anything, like, people use as examples like kidnapping. You know, like people fall in love with their captor or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like something that you've stuck out with a long time that you end up liking.
You're just in love with that crusty-ass building?
Yeah, that mold-filled throw-up-in-the-water fountain,
Don't they got bats in that bitch?
No,
bats?
That's O House.
Oh, wrong dorm.
No, we just have like...
Usually I get your shit together.
We have ladybugs. So many ladybugs.
Yeah.
So many ladybugs.
Dude, I get ladybugs at my apartment too for some reason. But honestly, they're kind of chill. They're friends.
Dude, Landon said he had a spider in his bed.
That would scare the living.
The roaches were really bad when we just moved in. Personally, I was fine with the ladybugs. I was chill with them. But my roommate, Wilson, like... He's probably killed over 200 of them. Like,
dude, they're
bad.
So
That's
innocent.
What he said. He told me they...
Ladybugs don't do nothing to nobody. If I killed a ladybug, I'd probably cry.
Bro, what? They still bug you, like...
They don't bug
What
me.
Do they do, Mick? What
they're,
do they do?
They're loud.
They're loud?
Yeah, they...
Have
they,
you ever seen a
what
ladybug?
The fuck? They can't talk.
Yeah. They've... When they fly... They are loud.
No, they're
not. You're tripping, bro.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
When it's dead quiet and you're trying to sleep?
Yeah. Dude, I sleep in rooms with ladybugs most nights.
Yeah, but see, you're probably used to it.
No, I've never heard them.
I've never heard a ladybug either. I think Mickey's
you're tripping.
At home, I'd have like
a few
ladybugs fly in my room.
Our ladybugs
over
louder.
Summer.
You're thinking of like cicadas or
there's
something.
There's no, obviously, they're not cicadas, but they're still loud.
They buzz around living rooms at night. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly
I don't hear
I said.
Shit. I don't hear shit.
Wilson would agree with me.
Wilson's just a hater.
Dude, ladybugs don't have ears. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's probably why they're so loud.
So they don't hear like you do. Dude, they're chill, bro. I've never had a ladybug has never been my op.
Mick, it's because you got those big ass ears.
I don't have anything against ladybugs. Like, if I wouldn't want to kill a ladybug. Like, if I saw a roach, I'd want to kill it. But if the ladybug was bothering me, then yeah, I'm going to kill it.
Have you no shame?
Have you no shame?
I have to.
I want to play ladybug sound on the podcast, okay? Because this is apparently what they sound like.
That's not what they sound like.
Dude, it literally says ladybug
sound. What do they
sound
like, Mick?
Dude, it literally...
They sound like...
It says ladybug sound.
Bzz, bzz.
Bzz. That's not a bzz.
Bzz.
Ladybug sound effect? What is this?
All right, enough about ladybugs.
Dude, that is not a buzz, bro.
Did you watch the draft last night?
No, I kept up with like.
I watched the fucking draft. I'm going to pull up the picks.
Yeah, I did too.
What do we think about the Falcons pick?
Ooh,
I know what you're going to say, Sam.
I think people are overblowing.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think people are overblowing how bad of a pick it is.
I agree.
Like, I think it's not what we needed. The thing is, we signed a quarterback. We signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million contract. So you would think we'd draft key pieces that we need right now, like an edge rusher like Dallas Turner or somebody like that. So that's why the fit doesn't necessarily make sense. But I do agree with, like, the sentiment of, you know, drafting a quarterback and letting him develop behind a more experienced quarterback. I mean, we've seen it work with the Packers, with Jordan Love playing behind Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are – I don't think it was the right pick. Like, I would have drafted an edge rusher or another offensive lineman. But I also think people are just freaking out and overblowing it. Some people are calling it, like, the worst draft pick in 20 years. Y'all are fucking dramatic.
One thing that this situation has taught me is that it's a universal thing in sports for fans to completely ignore team options on contracts.
Yeah.
Because those last 2 years are not guaranteed. People are acting like we've signed Kirk Cousins to the super long-term deal. Only two of those years are guaranteed. It reminds me of the Fred VanVleet signing for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Only the last year isn't guaranteed. But people were acting like we just signed him to the super long max contract. It's only 3 years.
I love Michael Penix Jr. too, and that's another reason why I'm probably
a little biased.
No, you're good, dude. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, watching he's the best deep ball out of any quarterback in the draft. I mean, you're watching him at... He literally does, bro. Like, he literally does. Have you watched Have you watched any Washington game?
I watched the tape.
That man was slanging that.
Dude, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's definitely the most accurate.
Bo Nix, but
quarterback. Oh, I don't know about that.
Dude, he had the highest completion percentage of all time. College football, all time.
Yeah, but you got to look at tape.
Yeah. And he was throwing a lot of
balls that
downs.
Michael Penix throws are insane.
Yeah, he's got an insane deep ball. It was crazy.
I really like him, but and yeah, the whole like Packers philosophy, the Chiefs did it too with Mahomes and Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So I see the vision and the strategy.
I do too.
The only concern, so that's why I don't mind it, but the only concern is that Penix is 24.
Yeah.
And he's also coming off a big injury.
Yeah.
So
he's been healthy the last 2 years though, thankfully.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Before that,
no, he had multiple.
He had
big injuries.
A big season-ending injury his freshman year. I think same thing sophomore, his sophomore year.
And then he transferred to Washington, right?
I think he had three major injuries, and then he had that one healthy year.
Well, with having Cousins, it might give him a little bit more time to kind of work on his.
Yeah, body. I was thinking that too. Like
three season-ending injuries,
recoup his body a little bit
is pretty concerning.
But
yeah, for sure.
No, I he he's fun to watch too. He was so fun to watch in college. He's my favorite quarterback to watch by far.
I think people also don't realize that
Caleb Williams is pretty fun to watch too, though.
That I lost my train of thought. That Kirk Cousins is a 36-year-old QB coming off a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
Like, the likelihood, I'm not saying he will get injured, but the likelihood of him getting injured is a lot higher than it has been
giving
for his career.
Yeah, and also, like, damn, I lost my train of thought, too. I need to get back on that train. But damn, bro, what else was I going to say? Also, I was going to, okay, I remembered. I was just going to say having an insurance policy is a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, dude, I'm just going to go through the first 13 picks. Caleb Williams, the Bears, great pick.
He's going to win a Super Bowl.
He's got a really nice group of skill players around him.
Dude, they're stacked.
Daniels to the Commanders. I'm higher on Drake May than Jaden Daniels, but it seems like I'm the only one. So I just think what Drake May did with no offensive line around him was just really impressive. Marvin Harrison Jr., great pick. Joe Alt, I felt like, was a really good pick from the Chargers.
I'm not really familiar with his game.
I haven't watched offensive lineman tape. Yeah. From everything I've heard, that he's like the best, by far the best offensive line prospect in the draft.
I thought they should have taken Malik Nabers, though.
Yeah, well, they do need a receiver, for sure.
But dude, Malik Nabers is going to be so good.
Yeah.
He's going to be so good.
And now they're giving Herbert an offensive line and a run game, so...
What? Who's their running back?
Gus Edwards.
That's not no run game.
Dude, he's good, bro. He's good. Did you watch him last year? But I guess
going from Austin Eckler to Gus Edwards.
Austin Eckler is old, dude.
Oh, my God. But he's good.
He is good.
Malik, he's with the Commanders.
Yeah,
though.
He is. Okay, you got Nabers going to LSU. Or going to New York, not LSU. He's from LSU. That's a good pick.
Dude, he's so fast.
He's so good.
And he runs such good routes.
J.C. Latham, I'm not really familiar with his game either. He's an offensive tackle going to the Titans, but they needed help there. Falcons panics, we talked about that. Romo Dunze going to Chicago, man. The Bears are just
stacked.
Like...
They're so stacked.
They are... If Caleb Williams fails, it's all on him, man. Because they are setting him up in a suite.
So they got Rome, Keenan, DJ, and DeAndre Swift.
That's insane.
Crazy, crazy group of skill players.
That
and
division
they have
is sneaky good.
What's their tight end's name? Cole Kmet. Yeah, he's pretty good too.
Yeah, he is solid.
Jets got an offensive lineman. I'm not even Fashanu, Oluma. I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know. But
I've heard he's good. I've heard he's good.
Desperately.
Yeah. Broncos got Bo Nix. I actually think that's a great pick. Honestly,
I don't think so.
I think it is, dude. He's the most experienced quarterback in the draft.
He has a chance to start right away, which I think will hurt him.
I know he threw a lot of easy passes, but he had a 45-3 touchdown to interception ratio. That's pretty impressive. With six rushing touchdowns.
I know it's that type of statistic though is kind of hard to gauge with college ball.
Yeah. 45-3 is pretty crazy though.
It is pretty good.
And then finally Brock Bowers to the Raiders.
The Raiders are officially my second favorite NFL team now.
Dude,
that's going to suck. For the Raiders and Falcons.
two of my best friends, shout out Tony and Tucker, are diehard Raiders fans.
Yeah,
and
really?
They were pissed off that a quarterback didn't follow them, but they were happy to get Brock Bowers. So,
yeah, so many quarterbacks went.
Yeah,
six in the first 12 picks. Yeah. That's a record, I believe.
Yeah,
I saw.
I think it was the most offensive players taken in a first round as well.
Dude, a defensive player, the first that Latu guy, whatever his name is. That dude, he was the first defensive player picked, and he was picked 15, which is insane.
Crazy.
Dallas Turner, who people were talking about going top 10, and then the Falcons, the guy the Falcons were like kind of...
I thought it was a lock.
I thought they were going to draft him too. He fell all the way to 17th. The Vikings picked him up.
Yeah.
Someone said that the Vikings getting J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner is like the Walmart version of the... Texans getting C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson last year.
I could see that.
I don't know how good J.J. McCarthy's going
to
be.
I don't either. He's kind of a question mark because he's like, he didn't really have to do much in that Michigan offense. But he had a good pro day. But then again, we saw Zach Wilson have an amazing pro day.
Dude, Phoenix must have just had a really good workout.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
He is good, really too. Good.
He's a damn good player.
Which, I don't know. But I was really surprised when we
I was too. I was initially I was really happy just because I love him.
Like, yeah, me too.
Because I was just like I love his game, man. I loved watching him in college, and it's cool when you actually specifically watch a certain player and then your team drafts him. Like, that's so cool.
I was definitely pissed initially.
But
I was like, what are we
over
doing?
Over time, I've kind of been like, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm the here? Opposite. I was pissed, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I see this.
The, like, I think I saw ESPN give it out draft grades, and they gave the Falcons an F.
Yeah, they did.
And I think they're overreacting.
They but are. At the same time, yeah. Everyone overreacts when Chiefs fans hated the Pat Mahomes pick. Bills fans hated the Josh Allen pick.
That's true, yeah.
And those are the two best quarterbacks right now.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Who? Who's better than... Well, obviously no one's better than Mahomes, but who's better than Josh Allen?
I'm thinking. I'm going down
it's
the line.
It's not Joe Burrow. He can't even have a healthy season.
What, Lamar Jackson?
It's not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they're probably the two best.
Lamar Jackson.
You can see why I thought about it.
No, I can see why you thought about it, but
I'm just making sure.
I think Herbert's really good, too.
Yeah,
Herbert's
he's not really better than Josh Allen.
No, he's not.
Let me make sure we're not forgetting somebody.
I really don't think we are.
No, dude.
Dude, I can't believe the Chiefs got Xavier Worthy.
Dude, he's fast as hell.
He's a receiver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke the record for the 40-yard dash.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I've heard that he's... I haven't really watched a lot. I didn't watch a lot of Texas this year, but I heard that he doesn't have the best hands.
Yeah, he doesn't, but...
But still, man, like a...
It's really dependent on how they're going to use him. Like, they could use him as kind of a high-volume receiver. I don't think they will just because they already have Hollywood Brown. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I forgot they had
dude,
him.
Dude, that's
that
crazy.
It's going to be scary. But, dude, like...
And their defense is what made them so
the
good.
The way they're
going
to be able to use Xavier Worthy, like, creatively just in that system.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to Tony. He was like, they could use him as a decoy, too.
It's
like,
going to be...
They could just... And Andy Reid's an offensive...
I think they're going to win it all. I think they're going to get a 3-peat.
I hope not. That'd be like the devil winning the fight against Jesus, but... That was a really bad analogy.
Yeah, that was just
that was terrible.
Going for something.
That was terrible.
You must hate Pat Mahomes.
I fucking hate the Chiefs. I hate them.
Well, you dude, have the Nuggets. You can't complain that much.
No, I'm not. I know, dude. I'm blessed. But football wise, my Bills get. I'm trying not to cuss. Seeing my Bills get pounded year in and year out.
Thank you for not cussing, Sam.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the playoffs have started. Time for my yearly pounding. It's miserable, dude. I
feel that three times a year as an NBA fan.
Yeah. And it's like every year I have a sliver of, like this year I had you were talking about the Bills winning it all too.
I yeah,
we talked about
I
that,
did.
Dude. Like I had some hope this year. I really did.
Yeah, I have no hope this year.
They now were my pick.
Now we don't have Stephon Diggs, bro.
Yeah. The Bengals were my pick to win it this year, but after the Chiefs got Xavier Worthy, I'm like, oh my gosh.
You think the Bengals really?
Yeah.
T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson just requested a trade.
I know. That's I don't think that's that big of a deal, though. Trey Hendrickson is.
No,
T. Higgins
is not. Yeah, I agree. Trey Hendrickson is probably their best defensive
player. They need to fix that defense because they didn't make too many offseason moves. I think they got Geno Stone from the Ravens, but that's it.
Well, y'all want to move on to some basketball?
Yeah.
What are they going to trade? Like, what are they going to get for T. Higgins? I'm really interested.
I don't know. Like, you would think, like, a high pick, but, like, in the first couple of rounds, with the way the NFL works.
Yeah, it's just like.
It's just like, sometimes.
He's good, though. He's a wide receiver one on a lot of teams.
Yeah, on most teams.
Dude, on the Bills. The Bills, please make it. Well, they don't have the money, but whatever. Basketball time.
Okay. How and wait, but y'all, how did y'all not draft a receiver? You traded back twice.
I don't fucking know, man. I try not to put myself in the shoes of the Bills GM.
Yeah, I think y'all have the first pick in the second round, though. Maybe y'all could get Ladd.
Dude, that would be nice. That would be nice. We need the receiving help, man.
He would fit well there.
We're getting a lot of guys back next year on defense that have been hurt.
Yeah, but that offense is scary looking right now and not in a good way.
I know. Maybe we'll
do nothing. There's nothing except Josh Allen.
Josh.
And James Cook.
James Cook, yeah. Khalil Shakir is solid, but I don't
No.
He's good.
He's not a wide receiver one.
He's not a wide I was going to say I don't like him as a wide receiver one.
He's a good slot guy.
We need to do something, dude. Unless he has a 1,500 yard breakout season, we're cooked. And that's not happening.
1,500 yards.
I'm delusional about my favorite teams. I'm not that delusional. But anyway, I'm sorry we just got into football for a long time on a basketball podcast. Next year, I'm thinking about starting a football podcast.
Ooh. You specifically?
Well, you can hop on too.
Okay.
Hop on too, bro. Yeah. I mean, whoever wants to hop on. But I don't know enough, right? Because I just started really, really being like a hardcore NFL guy this year. So I'm still doing my due diligence, my research and stuff, trying to really learn the game. But I think next year, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to shoot the shit.
I already know who I'm picking in fantasy.
Who are you picking?
I'm not going to say it. Because then you're going to pick him.
I won't pick him, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Dude, I got my own ideas.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're just going to copy me.
Why the hell would I copy you?
Because it worked for me last year.
Dude, who are you going to pick? I'm not going to copy. What if I shake on it to not pick him?
No, because I don't want Landon to listen to this and hear who I pick either.
Can you whisper it to me?
Hold on.
I'll cut y'all's mics real quick.
Are you cutting it?
Hold on, all the mics are off. Okay. Back on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have followed suit anyway. I don't know. I don't know if I. I don't want to talk about.
He's my big sleeper.
I mean, I can see the logic, but okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's get to ball. Let's move on.
NBA. Okay.
Alex is so left out. He's not a big NFL guy.
I like the NFL. I just don't know a ton about it. I enjoy watching games, though.
You got to watch some more games with me this year, next year, every Sunday, bro.
I know, I do.
Every Sunday.
Yeah, no, when I get the apartment, I'll just throw it on and stuff. But, yeah, no, I'm excited for that. But, all right, I guess we could probably just start with a 1-8 matchup, so we'll go, like, by seeding and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, halfway through.
Start off with a good one, the Celtics and the Heat. So, a couple nights ago, the Heat tied this up.
1-1, baby.
Yeah, after a pretty big stomping in game one. And then the Heat were kind of ahead for pretty much the whole game, or at least all that I saw.
Do they play tonight? Or tomorrow night?
I think they play tonight.
Oh, my fault.
They should play tonight.
I have a feeling it's not. I'm going to guess.
It is
Timberwolves Suns.
No, they play tomorrow.
No, Timberwolves Suns has to be tonight.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be.
Is it?
It is. 10:30.
Mavs, Clippers.
Yep.
What time does that start?
8.
Ooh.
And
good b-ball tonight, baby.
And
dude, it is baffling how the Heat role players step up when they play the Celtics. Yeah. Like, it's
their early game.
Dude, it's like
Bucks Pacers starts in 40 minutes.
Like, it's so hard to bet on them to, like, because they're so outmatched, but it's just like, it's almost like they just get unlock a new ability.
Yeah. I,
like, it's like a takeover.
Dude, Tyler Hero played so well.
So, Tyler Hero played very well. And, I mean, the biggest thing that won the Heat that game was that they were shooting the hell out of the ball.
They had a historically great shooting night.
But that's the thing, though. That's what it takes to beat the Celtics.
It was most threes in their franchise history. And the Celtics really were not shooting the three.
They shot 52%.
And the Celtics were in that game the whole way through.
Yeah.
They're going to win in 5. It's not really a
big deal. Yeah, I agree. I don't think Celtics fans should be worried at all.
The Heat would have to replicate that or just do something. I mean, they don't have Jimmy Butler, so they can't really rely on that guy. Tyler Hero played great, not to discredit him.
Also, Tatum and Brown both had pretty decent games too, and they still were able to pull out the win.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown had a really good game.
Yeah, he was kind of
He was cooking.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe the Heat take another one, but if I was a betting man, I would say that this series is going to be over in 5. But you know, anything can happen.
I predicted predicted Heat or Celtics in 5. So
I think I said
4, but I'm pretty sure this is going to go 5 games.
Let me.
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
Jesus Lord.
All
right, apologies to the listeners.
Turn my MacBook on Do Not Disturb. Damn.
But they shot, it was ridiculous. They shot 52% from 3 on like 45 attempts or something like that, which is absurd.
Yeah, which is unheard of.
Absurd. Yeah.
I hope for the sake of just
good
a
basketball.
Fun series and good basketball that they pull out another game.
Dude, seeing our ladybugs loud on my search history makes me chuckle a little bit.
What's the next series?
Well, I want to go ahead. After the game, I think it was Jaylen Brown was talking about it. He was just saying that they were game planning around, like, leaving a lot of people who they didn't think were going to hit threes open. And, you know, he's talking about, like, the Caleb Martin.
Haywood Highsmith. Yeah.
But, I mean, that was kind of their plan last year, and you saw how that worked out. But yeah. That Heat had Jimmy Butler.
Missoula makes some questionable decisions game plan-wise, too. Like, I think part of their part of them losing last year, well, I feel like a lot of that was on Missoula, his failure to make good defensive adjustments.
Yeah, that's fair. I know a lot of people. I think, like, it might have been Stephen A. Smith or something said that they would have won last night if they had Ime Udoka as a coach. So it's kind of a...
Dude, I saw Carter on the way here and I talked to him for a while.
For real?
Yeah.
Carter.
Shout out my boy.
Kaisai Carter.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out Carter.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, I tapped him up. I was like, hop on the pod, bro.
please join.
Yeah, we need that Wizards expert.
He's a Wizards fan. He likes DC sports.
He's from Maryland.
He is a Maryland. What? He's a like hardcore Maryland, like the University of Maryland fan, too.
That's awesome.
Heard that's a really tough place to get into.
Yeah, hop on, Carter. But
we
can move on series. Move to.
I had one more point, but I forgot it. So
you'd be forgetting.
Well, it don't matter. Celtics.
Dude, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, I stayed up. I got like 4 hours of sleep because I was working on this presentation. All right, y'all want to hear some?
You did a good job, by the way.
Thank you. I was pretty. Oh, happy with it.
I forgot y'all are both in that.
Yeah.
Muito bom.
Yeah, y'all want to hear some bullshit, though?
What?
All right, so this is my last discussion class with my history, and I've already missed a couple.
You have discussion classes?
Yeah, with my
history. I was self-reporting on the podcast.
It doesn't matter. But
your professor's going to get on to you.
they do the attendance. They already know. But I've already missed, like, one or two past my attendance cutoff or whatever. And I was like, all right, no more missing. And I've been so good about it. But this morning, I woke up early. I stayed up late doing a project. I woke up early because I'm an academic weapon. I go get all my stuff together, get out early, get out, start walking to my class. I leave the dorm building. So my class starts at 9:10, and I walk out at 8:50. But I look at my phone. Oh, shit, it's actually 9:50. That was defeating. That was very defeating. But, all right, Thunder versus Pelicans.
The Thunder just kind of doing what's expected of them, I'd say.
Yeah.
Last game was a very convincing win. Like, the Thunder are clearly a better team.
Yeah.
They also shot lights out. They were not missing threes.
I think the Thunder got it in five.
Yeah. I think they'll
drop one in New Orleans and then win.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, the Thunder just, especially with Zion out, the Thunder are just more talented.
They have more firepower.
Yeah, they're more athletic.
They have the MVP.
No, they don't.
Yes, we'll see in a couple days, buddy.
Yeah, and I mean, Chet's just, I know Valanciunas kind of went off like in the first half, but Chet's done a good job keeping him at bay.
He scored the first 11 points, and then did nothing for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And speaking of awards, Tyrese Maxey, I have nothing against you, but what the
fuck, dude? Award is cooked. Yeah. It has no meaning anymore. We're not giving it to the most improved players. We're giving it to already good players who took a little bit of a jump.
Yeah.
And I love shout out Tyrese Maxey. There's nothing against you, dog. You're a fantastic player. You did take a jump, but Coby White improved 1,000 times more than you approved. You were already really good.
He had twice as many points in terms of a jump and on much better efficiency.
You saw that Shea got one of the votes?
For most improved?
His stats are identical.
His stats were better last year.
Yeah, he improved from first team All-NBA to first team All-NBA.
Who is voting?
What are we doing here?
Who is voting? Awards? I'm more qualified than these dinguses of voting for these damn awards.
They're ridiculous.
The damn dinguses.
But like, if Stephen A. gets a vote, I need a vote.
Yeah. I'm glad they got Naz Reid right, though.
We all need a freaking vote. I would have given it to Malik Monk, but it's like...
that one was close.
It is so... I would have been fine with either person picked. Nas Reed was a good pick.
I think it just came down to winning and the records. To be honest.
I mean, that's what the award's always been.
Yeah, I am completely fine with that pick personally.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, there's really not much to say about this series.
Yeah, one versus eights. We pretty much know what we're getting.
Yeah,
especially now that
they have been entertaining though.
That
two
series
sevens,
is
2-0. 2-7s. Let's
the Knicks and Sixers.
I still got Sixers and sevens.
I still got the Knicks. I still got the
in
Knicks.
Seven or six.
I'll say seven to be safe.
I'm still going.
Say it with your chest, Sam.
Knicks in seven. No, I think it'll go to seven, genuinely. And I think New York will win game seven.
I know I'm saying this after Embiid dropped 50 points last night.
On basically, I don't know what's going on with his leg.
Dude, Thibodeau summed it up really good, man.
What'd he say?
He was like, hold on, I need to pull up the quote. He was like, they're going to go back and replay every single foul that game, and they're going to see marginal contact for every single one.
Also,
dude, they just, like, it's insane. It's like the NBA wants Philadelphia to have a star, so they just give him the cheapest foul calls ever.
Yeah, the foul calls are ridiculous. Yeah. And Joel Embiid's got to stop the dirty play. You see that one clip?
Yank Robinson's
leg. That is ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous.
I will say, I mean, he knows how to work the calls, though. If the refs are going to keep calling it like that, then he's smart to keep doing that.
Yeah. It's just, I don't like him, man. It's not even just that.
I don't like him either.
It's just not even just that. It's like whenever they lose, he cannot take accountability. It's always someone else's fault. It's always the refs' fault. Why can't he ever just admit that he could have done better down the stretch? And I know maybe it's not necessarily it's not necessarily his fault, but I feel like as a leader, you know, you should take at least a little bit of accountability. He's never done that. Ever.
Yeah, I do like Embiid, but I do agree with you with that. I mean, there was last year when he was saying, you know, can't just be me and Harden doing everything. The year before that.
That was so, that's what kind of.
That really.
That's what kind of turned me off of him the most. Pause. But
You was shit talking him for years before that. I don't want to hear that.
No, but that was icing on the cake, though. That was icing on the cake. But, like, you look at, like, here's a weird comparison, but you look at someone like, I think it was, like, C.J. Stroud was getting interviewed. He had a great game, and they still lost, and he was just like, I need to be better. Mm-hmm. Like, taking accountability, that's a leader to me. Mm-hmm. And that's a fucking rookie.
But at the end of the day, it's just basketball.
At the end of the day, it's just.
All-time quote. Dude, the Nuggets have LeBron and Anthony Davis coping.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, but, oh, my God.
But, yeah,
also, like, Zach Wilson is another guy. Who he's gotten better, but in the past, like,
he would
blame other people for losing instead of just taking.
He's completely different now, though. Shout out Zach Wilson.
Yeah, he's changed.
I hope he's on the Broncos. That's right.
Yep.
Maybe Bo Nix won't have a.
No, Zach Wilson sucks, dude.
Dude, I hope that. I hope. I watched Hard Knocks last year, so.
Yeah, but.
You did?
Yeah, that's why I'm on the Zach Wilson train.
Was it like focused around the Jets?
Yeah, last year. Yeah. I hope it's the Falcons this year.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to basketball.
Yeah, sorry.
So the first couple games of the series, Brunson was really struggling, but I like that he was staying aggressive mm-hmm. the whole time because I was listening to the Numbers on the Board podcast, and I think it was P who brought up a really good point. If Brunson didn't stay aggressive, then Josh Hart and Dante mm-hmm. DiVincenzo, they're not getting these open shots.
When he plays aggressive, it opens up so much for everyone else.
You still have to guard him. Like, you're paying these guys to take these shots. And they're throwing, like, big bodies at him. Like, I mean,
they put Batum on him for a while.
Yeah, Batum. Kyle Lowry's not big, but, you know, he's a hard-nosed defender.
Even at his age.
Yeah, Maxey plays hard on defense. Say what you will, but he does play.
No, he does play hard. He definitely tries.
Plays hard. But shame De'Anthony Melton isn't playing, but.
That would be another good person to throw on him.
Yeah, but I don't know, Brunson kind of adapted very well last night, and, you know, he was passing the ball too. But I might be leaning more towards Knicks in seven at this point, just because of the first two games and how well, and I mean, Brunson had a really good game last night.
What did I freaking tell y'all too, man?
Dude, I'm still taking six and seven.
I said that these Knicks role players, I can trust so much more than the 76ers role players. And for the most part, I've been correct. Completely correct. And I will admit I'm wrong if the Sixers come back and win this series. But
yeah, well, the Sixers have Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
And
yeah.
Joel Embiid is putting up numbers on one leg.
Yeah, so I really don't know where the series is going to fall. I want to say Sixers in seven, but I feel like my gut is
how many refs
telling
are,
me to lean
are
towards...
in a basketball game three?
Yeah.
So that's two,
one on...
four, six, seven legs. Wow.
Wow. Wow. But, yeah, my gut is telling me that the Knicks are probably going to stick this one out. They just look so good in the
I
first
two games.
I think
it's three.
Yeah, it's three.
Okay.
I think it's three, yeah.
Yeah, but...
seven legs.
So, I mean, anything else to add to this?
Nah.
Yeah, shout out Maxey, though. He's been playing great.
Maxey has been playing great. He game two, it's a shame they lost because he had a freaking amazing game. Yeah.
Okay, so Nuggets in four. We can move on to the Bucks and Pacers series.
Can it's we talk a so little bit?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about because con like
yeah no.
It's been an interesting three games. It hasn't just been a Nuggets.
I was just playing. Go
a
ahead.
Nuggets beat down.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing as a Lakers fan. It was like that last year where you think we have a chance and then it's just oh.
Dude, we were.
I promise you never had one from the beginning. What did I say? Nuggets in four.
Dude, if we when I say we, I'm referring to the Lakers, but if they won a game two, this series would be so different.
Yeah. Dude, the Nuggets were when they were down 20, they were plus 370. So I tried to place a $10 bet, but it wouldn't let me for some reason. I would have won $37.
That's what plus 370 means.
Yeah, man. It's like I'm telling you, the best time to bet on the Nuggets is when they're down 10. Because they just
only against the Lakers.
No, they're like that in general, man.
Yeah, but with the Lakers, it's just different. It's just
yeah, the Nuggets have just it just seems like they've figured out the Lakers. Like, it's like even when they're down, they always seem like they're in control of the game. Like it never feels like the Lakers have control.
It's back to back press conferences that LeBron and AD have walked out on.
I've never seen it like. This is the only time LeBron's lost 10 games in a row to the same team in his career.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
There was one point in the second game, but it was like coming right out of halftime. This is when I think the Lakers had a decent lead at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, but they were just like the first like couple plays of the second half, it was just AD and LeBron like running pick and roll over and over, and it was working.
It was, but then you know the key adjustment they made was putting Aaron Gordon on Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
and he didn't score. I believe the last 22 minutes of that game he didn't score.
Yeah, he scored. I think he had 2 points in the fourth quarter or something like that.
He didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Okay, yeah, no, he had like maybe one or two shot attempts or something
yeah.
like that. But yeah, I mean, there's just been the Lakers have had their moments where they played well and they made. You know, good adjustments, but Mike Malone's just adjusting back. He's really just figured out the Lakers.
And another adjustment Mike Malone made was putting KCP on LeBron. And LeBron probably outweighs KCP by 80 pounds. Maybe not 80, but like 60 pounds. He's 3 or 4 inches taller than him. But KCP just bothered him. And obviously it's LeBron. You're not going to stop him. But I think KCP did a great job.
Yeah.
And it's like every time the Lakers try to make an adjustment, Mike Malone just outcoaches Darvin Ham. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like
it translates to D'Angelo Russell.
And D'Angelo Russell had 0 points last game.
Yeah.
And then he's complaining on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's so corny, dude.
Yeah, I want to shout out Jamal Murray, though, because I remember at the start of the me and Sam watched game two together.
It was a roller coaster.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You don't need to shout out Jamal Murray.
No, I do, Mick. Let me
no,
talk.
You don't.
But he started like, it felt like 0-6 or something like
yeah.
that. He just kept missing and missing, but he stayed aggressive and hit a game-winning shot.
He played terrible the first three quarters. First three and a half quarters. Yeah.
Really, I think the first half of that game, the Nuggets were just weren't hitting shots.
Just came out flat. Jokic wasn't playing super aggressive either.
Yeah.
He didn't play super aggressive last game, but it was like he didn't really need to because Aaron Gordon just overpowered everybody on that team.
Yeah.
Like, you got to keep Anthony Davis on Jokic.
Jokic's aggression is an interesting topic because he always plays within the flow of the game. He doesn't really force anything. But I feel like at certain points, like in the first half of game two,
yeah.
I think that kind of warrants you forcing.
I completely agree. But I will say, traditionally in the playoffs, he's not like that. He plays a lot more aggressive. Like, you saw last year, he averaged 30.
Yeah. You know, he averages, like, 27 and a half for his playoff career?
Yeah. 27 and a half, like, 14 rebounds, 7 assists.
Yeah, his playoff stats are incredible.
He's top 10 in playoff points per game all time.
Yeah, I believe it.
Jamal Murray and Jokic and Jalen Brunson, actually, are the three, statistically, their points per game average rises the most in the playoffs.
For real?
Yes.
I'm surprised Kawhi isn't on there.
I'm not.
Kawhi's one of the biggest playoff risers.
Yeah, but think about his time with the Spurs.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it brings his career average down quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because Kawhi did not just come into the league and, like, dominate. He took time to develop.
He was a little calm project.
Yeah, but he was a successful project.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to talk about this shit-ass
I hate the Lakers. I hate the Lakers.
Okay, so pretty interesting one. Oh, I didn't do a so Bucks and Pacers. I didn't do a player of the week, but it's Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
He had, I think it was like 30.
Clap. Pascal Siakam.
As a number one option, Tyrese Halliburton.
Is dookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Pascal Siakam had him in the top 10 your draft.
Okay, I'll take the L on that one. Okay. I was willing. I'll give him a healthy offseason, and then we'll see.
I will too.
But it's not looking great for me.
But he wasn't in my top 10, so.
It's not looking great for me. I might have to take the L on that one.
So
Siakam is playing out of his damn mind right
now,
though.
He had, in game one, he had 36, 13, and 2. And in game two, he had 37, 11, and 6. I actually sat down before this and watched some Pascal Siakam tape.
Before
for the playoffs?
This?
Yes, I did, to prepare to talk about him. But they are, the Bucks are missing Giannis. Because, so, the way that Siakam's been scoring, it's just been a lot of him just straight up blowing by Brooke Lopez on the perimeter because Brooke can't keep up with him. And a mix of him doing that to Bobby Portis too. But he's been backing Portis down in the post, getting to the rim. He's getting a lot of open catch and shoot threes. These are all things that having the unit that is Giannis back would help the Bucks so much because those are the areas that he covers on defense. You know, he's a rim protector and probably the best help defender in the league who can play respectively on the perimeter. And I think there's no question that he would get the Siakam matchup.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, I mean, this series and the Cavs-Magic series are the two that I really haven't been locked in on.
I haven't watched a single Cavs-Magic game, admittedly.
So
they haven't been close, they start at weird times.
They start at weird times. They're always playing when, like, Knicks and Philly are playing.
But they also haven't been close.
And respectfully, I'm going to watch.
Yeah. All the games have been terrible. It's been two Cleveland blowouts and a Magic blowout last night. Yeah. I really don't know. Like, I mean, I obviously haven't watched, but, like, I don't really know where that series is going to go, man.
I don't know where Bucks-Pacers is going to go.
I don't either. It's tough.
Honestly, give me Cavs in 5.
Oh, yeah. I know where that series is going. That's Cavs in 5 for sure.
I don't know, man.
I know for a fact that's Cavs in 5.
So I haven't
a pretty big win last night though.
Yeah,
Pacers and Bucks though. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's gonna be a good series. I hope Giannis is able to come back.
Well, I hope the games are also closer. Like,
yeah,
it's an evenly matched series without Giannis, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the games just haven't been.
Dame has been very close. Fucking balling though. Dame has been balling.
Yeah, somehow he has.
Middleton just got hurt too.
Yeah, somehow Dame has less help right now than he did when he was in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Portis is his second option.
Yeah, but I mean, Dame's.
If Giannis doesn't come back though, I think the Pacers pull it out.
I agree.
In 7 or 6, honestly.
Siakam as a number one option has been super impressive with the watch though.
He's been my playoff MVP so far.
Yeah. I can see that for sure.
Yeah, but we know who the regular season MVP is.
Always on that bullshit. Glazer.
Hold on.
Oh, new button.
New button.
What the hell is...
I'll leave that up to your interpretation. Okay, next series.
He didn't add it. It was just there.
Next series. Timberwolves, Suns. How are we feeling, fellas?
Suns have looked terrible.
Suns suck.
They have looked terrible. And I saw Kenny Beecham went on to ESPN. Shout out Kenny, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Making it in the big leagues. I love that dude.
Yeah, shout out Kenny, man.
But he said, like, that if the Suns don't win a championship, this is going to be, like, the worst decision, the worst trade decision of the past, like, 20 years.
That's not true.
Which I think it's a little bit overblowing it, but they have completely mortgaged their future.
The Brooklyn Nets had a pretty bad trade.
Their future, but they have mortgaged their future, dude. It's like, if they don't win now.
Dude, they have next year, though.
Yeah, they do have next year, but if they don't win, if they don't get a championship out of this, they're screwed.
Yeah. I will be right back, fellas. I'll say my piece real quick. The Suns have sucked. The Timberwolves' defense is too good for them to just give it to their best players and tell them to ISO. Jaden McDaniels has been guarding Hall of Fame players every night and is playing incredible defense. Had a great game.
They got Jaden McDaniels.
I'll be back.
But we got Jaden McDaniels.
That is aged excellently well. People are clouding on him, but
you know the code, Alec? No. 25882580.
Dude,
hashtag.
Our viewers are gonna break in.
Huh?
Our viewers are gonna break in.
For real. They're just waiting outside.
Where's Alec? Is he going to the bathroom?
I suppose.
He didn't really.
He didn't say.
Anyways, anything.
Ant didn't even have a good game in game two. I think that's the scary part.
Exactly, dude.
If they can win without him being productive, this series might be over a lot faster than we thought.
Because before the series started, God dang it, I got something in my throat. No Diddy. But
ain't no potty like a Diddy potty.
But anyways, what my thought process was, like, Anthony Edwards is going to have to play, like, prime Kobe Bryant for them to have a chance in this series, which,
that's a stretch.
Might have been a little stupid of me to assume, but he's played great, but he hasn't played, you know, insane or anything, and they're still convincingly winning these. They haven't been close, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they've been kind of, like, close in the first half, and then they pull away in the second, and it's just like, all right, maybe they are ready. Like, maybe they did take that jump.
I feel like we've seen time and time again where, like, even if you have talented players like Kevin Durant and Booker, like, all-world talented players like that, you still need to have an offensive system and an offensive identity. Like, the whole let-them-cook thing never works.
I thought,
in theory, it always does, but in practice, like, especially, like, you look at the Kyrie Irving, James Harden.
I thought the Bradley Beal trade was a bad idea for them. Yeah. I think they should have invested in depth.
It's just a little redundant, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Beal's great, obviously, but
you know, you don't just need score, like, Harden, Kyrie, KD, that didn't work out. Like, I think ever since the Warriors got KD, that's kind of been a lot of the thought process behind.
But they still had an offensive identity.
And also, that's just an outlier.
Yeah.
Like, they had two of the top three players in the league at that time, probably.
Yeah. And also, like, if you...
And that's not even including Clay.
If you watch that team, it wasn't just, like, they were letting Steph and KD cook. It was, like, they still were running dribble handoffs. It was a very active offense, lots of motion.
You're probably confused as to why...
Well, we're talking about basically how the let-them-cook strategy doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Like, typically it doesn't work. I mean, they don't... You need an offensive identity.
Yeah, you do. It's the playoffs, man.
You walked in. Why are y'all talking about the 2016 Warriors?
Yeah.
The 2017 Warriors.
Yeah, Timberwolves have looked great, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that series wraps up in five, to be honest. Five or six.
I wouldn't count the Suns out just yet.
I'm not either.
We need to see them play at home.
Yeah.
Like I said.
That's tonight? That's a huge game.
Like
that's
they
a
say,
game.
The series doesn't start until a team wins on the road.
That's true. Are you? Oh, yeah, you have that function tonight. What are you doing tonight, Alec?
I'm going back to Pike County, Georgia.
I guess it's just me and Brayden watching the games.
Hey, that'll be fun, dude.
And Landon.
Shout out, Landon.
Shout out, Landon.
What's next?
We got the... So we kind of already touched up on the Cavs Magic series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can just skip over that.
No one cares about that series anyway, unless you're from Orlando or Cleveland. Or you're one of the guys that stuck around after LeBron left.
Yeah.
Shout out to those people.
Okay, so is this our last series? Yeah, it is.
Mavs?
This has been a really good series, man. Like I forget about how good this series has been.
Yeah, so tied 1-1 right now. The Clippers had a very, very impressive win, game one, and the second one was a close one, but the Mavs pulled away in the last few minutes. I think it was only a 3-point win, but it was like the last minute was, you know, fouling, shooting free throws, trying to hit a three. Which, I mean, the Clippers, they gave me a little bit of hope there at the end, but it just didn't end up working out.
Yeah, it was a 3-point game, but it was a Mavs ball with like 23 seconds left. They brought it back, but...
Yeah, I unfortunately couldn't... I only saw the last 3 minutes because I actually had my show that night.
I watched the second half of that game.
Yeah, just from what I've heard, Kawhi doesn't look super healthy. Yeah,
he doesn't look healthy. He's not playing as aggressive. He's also just missing shots that he normally makes. Those tough mid-range shots that we saw him make consistently in the playoffs in the past, they're just not going down.
It's also one game, though.
But you know what's evident to me? And this is why I still think the Mavs got it in seven. At any given time, late game situation, it's close. They have the two best closers on the floor.
Sure.
I mean that's
assuming we get game two Kawhi, yeah.
Yeah. Don't discount Kawhi.
I'm not assuming Kawhi is gonna play like that the whole series. Yeah. I think this series is gonna be a lot closer. I think I initially said Mavs in six.
Yeah.
This could go seven.
I think it'll go either way.
Yeah. But I still think the Mavs will win.
I'm so excited for this series.
I'm so excited for my $20. That's what I'm excited for.
Dude, I forgot about that bet. 15.
You're right. We did agree on 15.
I completely... Oh, my God. Yeah. Excuse me.
Also, Alex choked
scared.
And died. Slide me $20.
Oh, yeah. I need to send that to you. Let me pay for my gas first.
You straight, bro.
I have, like... I'm broke as hell right now. I need a job. But, so I think this series is going to go down to the wire. It's... been a very entertaining one so far. Shout out James Harden helping us win game one. I remember a very handsome podcaster said last week that having James Harden was going to be a big help.
Dude, shout out
in the
Russell
role.
Westbrook was vital to last game for them even being in the game. He had like four or five offensive rebounds. He was making all the hustle plays. He hit a big three, I believe with like 3 or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter to keep them in the game too, which I know he's not known for that, but
yeah, he seems to hit them when they count,
but his energy single-handedly kept the Clippers in that game.
Russ might not be at this point in his career the best player on the court, but no one will ever outwork him.
No,
he is.
It's always been like that. Russell West, especially now, he's putting that effort towards defense as well.
His whole tenure with the Clippers has just been like
effort plays.
It's been beautiful to watch.
I know.
What is that?
It's black iced coffee, dude. You want to sip?
Nah, I'm okay. I'm not a big coffee guy. I really wish I refilled my strawberry Fanta.
Yeah.
Strawberry Fanta?
Yeah, I got it. It's so good. I got it at Tate.
Shout out Pineapple Fanta.
Pineapple Fanta is really good.
Shout out Grape Fanta.
That shit's good, too.
Ew.
What?
I don't like grape soda.
Do they have banana Fanta?
Probably. Lime Fanta's my favorite. You can't even find it in stores.
You've never had a banana soda. There's no way they have banana Fanta.
I have had banana soda. I got it from one of those weird, like... What's
the World
place
of Coke
called?
Doesn't count.
That weird soda store. It's called, like...
I know what you're talking
about.
The
Rocket Fizz. Rocket Fizz, yeah.
There's a soda store
I went
here?
To, like, a...
It's in Newton, like, near our house.
I think I got one at, like, an authentic, like, Mexican grocery store or something like that.
I always get the apple sodas there. They're so good.
Yeah.
I forget the brand.
Artificial banana is one of the best flavors. Dude, those little banana pops, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Yeah. It's almost summertime, baby.
I had another thought, but I forgot about it, dude. What's wrong? Oh, Lime Fed is the best, dude. I always get that at Zaxby's. Y'all need to try it. I'm putting you on right now.
I don't know. I'm not really a... I guess soda is different, though, for lime.
But I don't really be drinking a lot of soda, to be honest with you.
Nor do I.
I mean, I'll pop a DC sometimes, a little Diet Coke, take the edge off, but that's about it.
Like, I don't really drink soda, but when I do, it's mug root beer. The best
that's
soda.
It's mug or nothing, baby.
I get the cream root beer. That's from
No Diddy.
No Diddy. It's good though. Yeah.
Should we move on? We can keep talking about soda.
It's up to y'all.
Is that that's the last series?
I'm really thirsty. So.
What are we thinking, boys? What are we thinking? Do we want to?
You said you had to be out of here around 5:30.
No, right? 6 is fine.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll have time for the whole conference.
Let's do 5 teams. Five teams.
You want to explain what this is?
So, we mentioned it briefly on our last podcast that we were going to be doing this. But basically, we're just looking at NBA teams. We're doing the Eastern Conference today. We're going to do 5 teams. And we're giving them a grade based on how happy their fan base should be looking into the future. So, pretty self-explanatory, man. It's like, you know, and obviously, like, a team can be really shit right now and have hopes for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, that you understand how it works.
Let's get started.
How should we pick the order of the teams?
I know Alec has a list, so.
I just did it, like, 1 through 15th seed.
I don't want to do that in order because.
You want to do, like, a little randomizer?
Randomizer NBA teams. Let's go.
You can just do like 1 through 15 as well.
NBA teams.
Yeah, because you have it pulled up.
I do indeed.
Well, maybe if it would load.
NBA teams.
What is this?
It's got
music?
Cool music, dude. We got the wheel of NBA teams right now. Let's spin this, Johnson. Dude, we're going to get a Western Conference team. Yeah, we're going to get the fucking Los Angeles Lakers. We're spinning it.
F. I hate the Lakers.
Toronto okay. Raptor, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
This is a very interesting one. Because in one hand, they have Scotty Barnes.
And that's it.
And in the other hand,
nothing else.
Let me pull up their roster real quick.
Oh, you go first. You have a grade already.
I put them as a C+.
That's fair.
That's probably what I would give them, too.
I was going to say C+ to B-.
They have Scotty Barnes, who's very good and promising. I mean, they have Grady Dick. He shows a little promise, but...
I think Grady Dick will just be a role player, though.
Yeah, I mean, if he is, that's fine. Yeah. I'm not expecting him to be a star or anything. But they have all their picks right now, to my knowledge. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't feel like...
And they have extra picks from the Siakam trade, too.
Yeah. So, they have assets. There's nothing to be too excited about besides Scotty Barnes.
And they got the guy they can build around, too.
Yeah.
That's more than a lot of teams have.
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett. I'll give them a B- just because they have those extra picks.
I'm going to give them just a flat C. RJ Barrett, I mean, we kind of know the player he's going to be long term. I don't expect him to take a jump, but he's going to be a really good NBA.
I don't know. He played really well with them.
Yeah.
Since he's
Emmanuel
quickly could develop into something good. I mean,
I'm going to look up what RJ's numbers were with the Raptors.
They got Bruce Brown, but I don't expect them to keep him long term. Jakob Poeltl's a great
good
role
trade
player.
Piece.
Good trade piece as well, yeah. You can get a first round pick, I'm sure, for Jakob Poeltl.
Maybe not at this point anymore.
RJ Barrett averaged 22.5 points. And this is against the Raptors. Give me a sec. Okay, it's not that different though with the Raptors. 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Not bad.
What's the shooting? Cause that's always been the qualm with him.
I think he shot the 3 ball better this year.
Let's see. I think he shot just in general better with the Raptors.
55% from the field.
That's really good.
40%.
Beautiful.
From 3.
Okay, that's something to look at.
39% from 3. 63% from the free throw line. I'm going to give them a B-.
I'll give them a C. I'm still giving them a C.
I don't remember RJ's numbers being that good. I knew they were good. I don't remember them being that good.
Besides Scotty and RJ and maybe Grady Dick, what's your core? Like, there's not much of a core
quickly,
there.
Don't forget Quickly.
And Quickly.
Yeah. But
I guess that's 4 players.
Yeah, and they have all of their picks and more picks.
Yeah,
and okay. And Scotty Barnes is going to be All-Star.
Don't do this, Mick.
Don't do this, Mick.
Come on, Mick.
Shout out Scotty Barnes. I love the guy.
Oh, never. Okay.
You see what I was doing?
Yeah. Okay. The coach.
Yeah.
I thought you were. Never mind.
We got the drum roll, please. Charlotte Hornets. Interesting. NBA prison team. We got the prison league.
Okay.
The best team in the prison league.
I actually have them as a. Now that I think about it, they got some more people than I was
thinking. Brandon Miller is kind of what's keeping me.
Brandon Miller is damn good. Mark Williams, he's hurt, but he's good.
LaMelo. He's always freaking hurt, but he's great when he's healthy. They have Mitchich now.
Yeah, Trey Mann has been solid.
Mm-hmm. So what's your
grade? I'm going to give them a C as well, though, I think.
Wow.
Wait, no, I'll give them a B. Minus. B minus.
C plus.
B minus.
See, I'm not a big Brandon Miller guy, so I'm going...
Why the hell not?
I just don't think he's going to be that good.
He's already good.
Dude, he's already good.
I know, but I don't think he's going to make any significant jump.
He was averaging like 22 on excellent efficiency his last month of his career.
Yeah, why would a 6'8 wing who can shoot, attack the basket, and defend
get
any better?
What are you missing? Like, is there something missing?
I just don't. I'm not a Brandon Miller believer, and I've been that way since he came out of college.
I don't like the guy. He was an accessory to murder. But come on.
No,
brother, would you believe in Jesus Christ if he shook your hand? Come on.
Okay. Okay. He's not Victor Wembanyama. I get the Victor Wembanyama to Jesus Christ comparisons. Brandon Miller's a little bit of a reach.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, we've seen players have excellent rookie seasons and then fall off, and I just...
What makes you think he's going to do that? I need some reasoning, Mick.
I just don't, like, vibes. Watching his game. I know his stats are good.
I just don't. Watching his game is not good enough reasoning. I need specifics.
I don't think he has, superstar potential. I don't think...
But you're not giving me a reason.
I am. I'm telling you, watching his game.
But what part about his game?
He doesn't have something that he's particularly good at. He's kind of just good at everything. You know what I mean? If you want to take a jump, there's something that you have to be really good at.
He's a rookie, dude.
Yeah. I know. I didn't say he's going to be bad. I'm just saying he's not the future like they think he is.
I
think he'll be a solid player, but he's not. I don't think he'll amount to being the number two pick.
I think it's hard to say at this point.
You think he'll be an all-star?
No, I don't think he'll be an all-star.
I think he'll be an all-star.
I think he'll be an all-star.
But I think it's hard to say at this point.
I think he could be... I think he could be... Like, his peak is kind of like Michael Porter for the Nuggets.
He's already...
In the sense that later on in his career, he'll fit that role on a contending team.
I don't know, man.
They don't... His shot creation. Not style-wise, but role-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think his shot creation... I love Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah,
I
not
think
style-wise.
His shot creation's a little bit... I don't want to say better than Michael Porter Jr. because I feel like if MPJ was on the Hornets...
Yeah.
He could probably...
I also don't think I think that his shooting will fall off.
Do you think Brandon Miller's will?
Yeah.
Not get better?
I think next year it'll go down.
I don't know, man. Like,
why is that? I mean, you get better as...
You don't. Not all the time. Not all the time.
But generally, but what's making you say this?
Yeah. Because of...
Is it just vibes?
No, it's also...
Because that's what it sounds like.
It's also the player that I know he was coming out of college. I didn't like him at all coming out of college. I thought he was going to be a bust. I thought he was going to be terrible. I didn't think he'd have as good of a rookie year that he is having right now, or that he did have. So I do expect some sort of fall off. However...
I was impressed with him in college. Even though I hated the Alabama team, he is an accessory to murder. Like, let's not forget about that. So I can't really, like the guy.
Yeah.
But, so I was a big-time hater of that team, but was he good in college, dude. I was watching him, in March. I just watched March Madness last year. I didn't watch Alabama during the regular season, but I was pretty impressed.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Brandon Miller basketball in college, and I was not sold. So yes, part of me is still attached to that. And,
Brandon
however...
Were you sold on the fact that you didn't think he'd do it in the NBA?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing it in the NBA, Vic.
I know he is, but I'm saying I do think it's going to fall off.
Okay.
I do think it is.
Okay.
And I think this take is going to age like fine wine.
I just, you haven't given us a reason, though, is the thing.
I have, though. Like, there's some players where they can, for 1 year. We're talking about 1 year. It's not like I have... multiple years where I can go based off stats. So stats aren't everything in this case. When watching him play, I don't think he has superstar potential. I think he has the potential to be good, to be a good role player. on a contending team later on in his career, but I don't think he has superstar potential.
I mean, superstar is a pretty lofty thing to...
But I think a lot of people do think he has superstar potential.
I mean, I'd say...
Like, his numbers were what, 17? Just around 17 points per game?
But you got to look at the second half of the season. He was on a tear.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like it's way too early to say... To say he can't be, like, potentially.
Dude, this wheel
has an incredible rookie season.
This wheel has Cleveland Cavaliers spelled like Cleveland Cavaliers, like C-A-V-I-L-E-R-S. That's beautiful.
Well, at least it has
third team. Third team. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. And we're spinning the wheel. We got the Toronto Raptors again. You want to keep talking about them?
No.
Okay, I can eliminate afterwards. Okay, Toronto Raptors are out.
Goodbye.
And we're spinning the wheel. If I get the Hornets, I'm going to be so pissed off. We got the Los Angeles Lakers. We're eliminating them because we're not doing
this. This is a sign that they're going to come back and win in seven.
Dude, even this freaking wheel wants us to talk about the Lakers. They're just like mainstream media. Minnesota Timberwolves, eliminate. Come on, dude. Just give me a damn Eastern Conference team.
I hope that this these sound effects are
let's get picked up.
Okay, it is.
I hope they are too. They're cute. Okay, eliminate the Trailblazers. Okay, give me a freaking Eastern Conference team. I swear to God. Memphis fucking Grizzlies. Eliminate. God, we should have. There was a way better way to do this.
Yeah.
No question.
But I think the wheel is fun.
I agree.
Phoenix Suns. Oh, no. Utah Jazz. Eliminate them. Come on. I are you kidding me? We've eliminated, like, four. Golden State Warriors. We almost got the Celtics.
Wow.
Dude, what are the fucking odds?
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is insane. We're just on, like, a Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's going to be an A when we get to that.
Yeah, A plus. Spoiler alert, in case you didn't already know.
Denver Nuggets. Alec is being a screenager. That's how long it's been.
I'm checking my school email.
Dude, this is like, what? Okay. Charlotte Hornets! I'm about to go.
It's cursing you guys for believing in Brandon Miller.
Indiana Pacers, okay. They're not the most interesting team to talk about, but we can talk about the fucking Pacers. Indiana Pacers. Let me pull up their roster because I want to make sure I cover the bases.
Yeah, I guess I will too.
All right, so who are the guy? The main guys we all know? Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton. You got Benedict Mathurin. You got Miles Turner, who's
Nemhard.
Solid.
Jairus Walker, good young guy.
Nesmith, Obi Toppin, Jalen Smith.
Aaron, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to give them probably a...
See, this is interesting because had you asked me this...
In the beginning of the year, I would have given them a really...
A much higher grade.
But now Tyrese Halliburton's looking like a glorified role player.
Yeah, he looks so bad right now. Yeah. You're like a... I don't like... Staying attached to recency bias, though, but he has just been in a long slump.
And if Siakam, Siakam is their number one moving forward and Tyrese Halliburton doesn't get back to playing at the level he was at the beginning of the season, then that's not a good future.
Man. I don't think that. That might be worse than the Raptors.
Yeah.
I don't think that Halliburton's, like, over or anything like that. I don't want
to. I don't either. I don't either, and that's why I'm holding out a little bit of hope.
I mean, how he was playing at the beginning of the season was unsustainable, but. I think he's going to get back to, like, a median, like a happy median.
Yeah.
He's still. You think he'll be an all-star next year?
I think he could be.
I think he could be.
I think he definitely could be, too.
I'll give him a B-.
I'm giving him a C+.
I'm going to give them a B.
They made the playoffs this year kind of ahead of schedule, I'd say.
I don't know.
Well, before they had Siakam, it would have been ahead
of schedule.
It depends
what you look at. Like.
Yeah.
This team could be stuck in the 4 to 6 seed, whatever, for years.
And that's why I'm giving them a C+, because it's like, yes, you're going to make the playoffs with this core.
I agree.
The way I view it is kind of like, if you're not competing for a championship, what are you really doing?
I'm just giving them a B-. I agree.
Yeah.
Just because I gave the Raptors a B-.
I think you can put
the Pacers below the Raptors.
I know we talk about Halliburton and Siakam. I really like Benedict Mathurin. I think he could be a very good player.
I do too. He just hasn't shown any
kind of flashes.
I mean, he showed flashes.
He showed flashes, but not any flashes of some sort of jump that should be coming.
Not on a super consistent basis either.
Who are y'all talking about?
Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, sorry, I've tuned out for once.
You're good. I like Nesmith as a kind of a versatile defender.
I mean,
I like Nembhard too as a scorer off the bench.
I'm not looking at
those
players. Though.
I like
I'm
James
looking at
Johnson
the core.
As a toughness guy.
Yeah,
those are the. I would say they're core.
That
pieces.
Team is going to be stuck in the playoffs for a while.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Eliminate, spin the wheel, Jesus Christ! We've eliminated almost every Western Conference.
Do we have two more teams?
Yes, two more teams. Orlando Magic. We almost got the Nets. Okay. That would have been fun.
This is an interesting one.
I'm giving them the A-.
That's exactly what I have.
Yeah, I love their core. I really like their core.
Yeah. They, you know, Paolo and Franz Wagner, they're top two guys, both versatile wings.
And that's the way the league is heading. Yeah. Like having, and then you got Suggs, a defensive-minded point guard.
Yeah.
You got Jonathan Isaac, who's been healthy recently. Yeah. When he's healthy, he's one of the best defenders in the
if
NBA.
If not the best.
Without
he's
a doubt.
Ridiculous.
You got Mo Wagner off the bench.
Yeah.
One of the best bench players in the NBA. So, Cole Anthony as a sixth man, I love. I think he's perfect for that role.
Still got Jet Howard, young, promising shooting prospect.
Anthony Black projects to be a really good defensive point guard.
And they still have, Fultz and Gary Harris. They have some trade pieces with their guards. They still have all their picks.
Wendell Carter's just solid.
Yeah.
He's been solid his whole career.
Yeah.
I watched him in college.
I'm going to give him a B+, just because.
I can see that, yeah.
I feel like to be in the A- to A range, you got to be pretty close to contending. I don't think they're there just yet.
I don't either.
I'm just talking about the
future. I know. I understand that.
I was just thinking from the perspective, like how I would feel if I was one of their fans.
I don't think they'll be contending in the next 3 years.
Okay.
However, they get a star or if they get some sort of trade or free agent,
I just got traded to them in my career.
If that were to happen,
dude, I am literally fucking Michael Jordan and LeBron combined. So if they get that, then they're set.
Yeah, if they get another big star to go next to Paolo and Franz.
Dude, in my 2K league, they got James Wiseman, but he developed to an 86 overall, like, fucking freak athlete. So
I don't really know what
they just need to pick up James Wiseman.
I'm just trying to think who would fit with Paolo and
you could say Paul George, but he could fit on any single team.
Yeah, and they already have two versatile wings.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think a guard or a big?
Yeah, I would think they need a guard.
Yeah,
I would like to see Darius Garland on that team.
I wouldn't.
Weird.
I'd like to see that.
Why?
I don't think that'd work.
Why not?
I just don't like that. I think they need something a little bit better than Darius Garland.
Okay.
That's fair. I think fit-wise, that would fit very well.
I think
like Darius Garland can fit where...
He can play off-ball, too.
A lot of places.
Yeah. Shout out Darius Garland.
What? Trae Young?
Yes. I would love that, dude, because I like the Magic. I don't want him to go on a team I hate.
I don't really want him to leave, period.
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
I want us to blow it up. But we've beat this horse to death.
I just think we should trade literally everyone except Jalen Johnson and Trae Young.
Mm-hmm. All right, one mo.
I'm tired of it.
One mo team. Are we done talking about the Magic?
Yeah.
We like where they're going. We like what you're doing, Orlando Magic. Thank God we didn't get the Hawks. Oh, my God.
I kind of hoped to get the Hawks.
Yeah, but then we would have ended
on
a depressing
note. Because we have
literally
talked about this. Yeah, we would have. Yeah. Well, we're about to end on an even more depressing note, unbelievably, but the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, they had my lowest rating out of any team in the NBA. I have them as an F.
F.
What?
They are in NBA.
What is
NBA
their draft capital like?
Not shit.
Nothing. They're still suffering from the Big Three era. All
right, so what is Kenny talking about then? That Suns trade is worse than the Nets trade.
Well, I was thinking you were talking about the Celtics Nets trade.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A long time ago. Because that's probably the worst trade of all
time. What other trade? So then, what other trade did they make where they lost capital?
The Nets.
KD?
The Nets Celtics trade?
Or no?
For
no,
Kevin
no, no,
Garnett,
no, not
Paul
that
Pierce?
One. Not that one.
Wait, who lost capital? What are we talking
Nets,
about here?
The Nets.
KD?
So Kyrie, what is their future draft capital? Can you look it up?
Yeah, I can.
There's no way they're still.
They're in the worst position you can be in as an NBA fan.
I haven't looked.
Though.
I don't know their draft.
The Rocket. I know the Rockets have their picks till 2026.
All of them, from the Harden trade.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Harden fucks over every single franchise he's involved with.
Okay, so they have unprotected picks, an under 2025 unprotected from Phoenix. Probably won't be that good of a pick. Second rounder from Miami, 2025. A couple more seconds.
Just read me the first round.
Okay. They have Philadelphia's 2027 first round pick protected 1-8.
2027? That's the soonest one?
Yeah. And, well, they have Phoenix's unprotected 2025. They have Phoenix's 2027 unprotected. Yeah, they have their own 2028 first-round pick. They don't have their own pick until then.
Wow.
F minus.
Because.
And also they're in purgatory, too.
Because they're going to be better than some of these teams that I'm going to be giving higher grades.
Yeah,
but when we talk about, you know, you don't want to just be okay. This team is going to be so mid for so long with none of their own draft capital. Yeah. They can't even tank. It's that bad. They're going to have Cam Thomas scoring 35 a night with winning, like, what, 31 games, 27 games?
And
I don't know, dude.
To explain. I'm sorry, dude.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Pookie.
No, you go.
Okay, I'll go. To our more casual NBA listeners who listen to this podcast, the worst spot you want to be in is mid. Mm-hmm. You either want to be really good or really bad in the NBA, because if you're really bad, you get draft picks. But I guess it doesn't even matter for the Nets.
Yeah.
But I guess also they could trade away Mikal Bridges and get some picks back, which they should probably do because they're not going to win shit with him.
Yeah, well, he's been devalued so much.
Yeah, I also
they could have gotten
like
five first round picks out of him before.
Dude,
a team like the Knicks
needs to go for him. That would be the most perfect fit ever.
I mean, they have OG already.
But he all
they could make it work.
They could make it work, dude. Yeah. He could play shooting guard or a small forward. Think about how scary that lineup would be defensively.
Yeah, but then what? Do you do Dante off the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have Dante off the bench, who would be scary off the bench.
Yeah, that would be.
They would be fucking stacked. They need to trade Randall for Mikal Bridges, but why would the Nets want Randall? Actually, don't matter.
The Nets don't make rational front office decisions.
It's very clear, dude, because if they're just going to like settle for being a 10 seed every year.
I kind of want to give him a D- just because, honestly, maybe even a D, because if they can make a splash somewhere and just bring in one more guy.
They'd be a 6 seed.
Dude, I don't know.
6 seed is generous.
Yeah. McCall, Claxton. Like, they have some
good players. They absolutely have some good players.
Hopefully Cam Johnson gets better.
Yeah. They absolutely
like,
have
there's
some talented.
There's a world where they can make a little bit of
I just realized you have the same first name as Mikal Bridges.
Somewhat.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I've always thought about that.
I've never thought about that. But the thing is, like, they could make some they could make some noise, but it's like their noise would be this. And then it'd be over.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I think you're hating a little bit.
Dude, what the fuck are they going to do with Mikal Bridges?
Let's say Donovan Mitchell goes there.
Why the fuck would he go there?
Let's
like,
say.
Why the hell would he go? That's totally unrealistic. It's not going to happen. No, it's not.
Yes, he could leave Cleveland.
But he's not going to the Nets.
Are you Donovan Mitchell?
No, but Donovan Mitchell, he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win.
What if the Cavaliers trade him? And they don't care what he
Sure, okay.
What
if the Cavs trade him, sure.
They're just doing whatever's
best. But then, what are you giving up to get Donovan Mitchell?
I'm just doing a hypothetical.
You're probably
going
to have to give up
Mikal
Bridges, and then you're just going to be in the
can
same
Can I
boat?
Not do a hypothetical?
We're doing it right back at you, buddy. Go ahead.
You're
go
be
ahead, man.
8 seed instead of a
if they got
seed.
Donovan Mitchell, where does that put them? That puts them
at a
6 pretty
seed.
High. No, it does not.
Okay, but
And they keep all their assets. Like the core players.
Nah.
That's impossible.
I don't think it's that impossible.
I think
when
it's 100% impossible.
I've seen worse trades.
Donovan Mitchell's having a career year. It's impossible.
What if he decides to go there as a free agent one day? Just not going what to. If? What if?
Brooklyn's is that a cool place. If that's the hypothetical you're banking on, then your future's an F.
I mean,
that's a great point. Great point. It's usually me and Alec going out at each other. That was us double teaming Nick.
Yeah.
This whole episode. Pause. Big pause for that one.
All right. This has been the On the Break podcast. All right. So for real though, that is all we got in this little segment. I don't have a tweet of the week this
week. What if LeBron goes to the Warriors?
Just sound like Stephen A. Smith right now.
But. Maybe the Nets are pretty
Okay, I don't think he's as delusional as like Stephen A.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that I don't think that was that ridiculous.
I'm getting Stephen A. comparisons. That's crazy.
No, okay. I would. He's going too harsh.
Stephen A. Smith isn't delusional. He understands how to make a profit.
Maybe Colin Cowherd.
He understands.
That's crazy. I'm getting Colin Cowherd.
I'm kidding, dude. I would never insult you like that.
All right.
I think the Tyrese Halliburton top 10 is a worse take. I was just trying to argue for a D minus. That's all.
That's true. It's not like you gave him a B.
No, we're done, Sam.
I know. I just want to play the music. I just want to spin the wheel one more time.
I'm trying to think. Some of the series might be wrapped up.
Milwaukee Bucks is what we got.
We have an episode next week.
Yeah.
And that's going to be our last one until we figure shit out.
Yeah.
Bro, we got to keep it going over the summer somehow.
We'll figure it out.
It'll probably be less frequent, but we're
have a mic. I have a mic.
I might have some mics that I can bring up. And we got to get Braden on regularly.
We got to like for the summer. Zoom call or something.
Yeah.
We'll make it work, man. It's 2024. We got technology nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree. But
they put shit on. They put like fucking what are they called? They put rovers on Mars, dude. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
It's that's, a crazy
that's the spirit.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we'll see y'all Friday.
They put rovers on Mars.
See you later, man.